Hey, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Reframe It Mindset Motivation Podcast, Stress Reduction Through Positive Storytelling. My name is Erica R. Meyer, creator of Reframe It Mindset Motivation and your host for this podcast. Friends, I am super excited today to finally introduce some guest interview episodes into the Reframe It Mindset Motivation Podcast, and I am even more excited to kick it off with my friend, Sharon Johnson. Sharon is one of the most positive people I know. She's a life and wellness coach who teaches women how to get out of their own way so they can live a happy, healthy life by using mindset strategies that help them overcome limiting beliefs and tap into their own confidence. We're going to talk about some of those limiting beliefs today. I cannot wait for you to hear this conversation. So without further ado, let me introduce you to Sharon Johnson. So Sharon, I'm gonna kick this off before we actually go into the interview itself. I'm gonna tell you something you may not realize. And you, in a very indirect way, have put me in front of so many powerhouse women. And I don't think I've ever told you this. I don't think you ever realized this, but you, because I knew you, because I was introduced to you, you put me in front of Chalene Johnson. Chalene Johnson led me to my business mentor at the time, Nicole Walters. Nicole Walters led me to Jen Hatmaker. Jen Hatmaker led me to this comedian named Heather Land. And Heather Land led me to this a woman I adore, Annie F. Downs, who has a podcast of her own called That Sounds Fun, which is so cute. It's
yes,
so adorable.
I know who she is. She's amazing.
I love her. And I love the domino effect of all of that. And I don't know if you've ever realized that. And I'm just like, I love kind of like doing the reverse engineering, if you will. I'm just like, just because I know Sharon, that was the domino effect of me being introduced to all these other women who have had such an impact in my life. And that just, it says so much about, you just never know. You just never know when you meet somebody, you just never know what other doors will open.
That's amazing. Oh my gosh. Thanks for sharing that with me. I had no idea. Because you and I go back pretty far. I was thinking about that too.
We do. I think we met in 2009, I want to say. I think it was like 11 years ago when I used to coach running.
Yeah.
And you became part of the running club. And then heck, the rest is history.
Yeah, that's so true. Oh my gosh. I love that. That's awesome.
Yes. So Sharon, you are a life and wellness coach for women. Yes. I want to know what led you to that kind of work.
I would say that my own journey from, started with weight loss to peeling back the layers of the onion of how I got there in the first place, how I lost sight of myself and, took care of everyone else in my life but myself.
Yeah.
And, yes. I think that at the time, you don't know. You just take that first step. You find yourself, because at the time I was 36 years old and I just was sick and tired of myself. I mean, if I'm honest, I hated myself,
wow,
which I know that's not really true, but at the time it was for me. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to get away from the pain of feeling like that anymore, And so over the years, which has been a long journey, 20-year journey, just wanting to help women realize that they can change anything they want to change about themselves and the confidence, the things they're looking for that they admire in others, they have.
Wow.
We have that inside of us. And we don't think we do. So we idolize other people. We put other people on a pedestal, which is great for inspiration, but you just have to know that you have that inside of you too.
I love that. You said that you help women overcome limiting beliefs to tap into that confidence. What are those limiting beliefs that you see time and time again in the women that you work with?
Oh my gosh. I would say the thing that comes up the most is just the stories from the past. Maybe your third grade teacher told you were a terrible writer, or maybe your father told you to sit down and shut up, that children were to be seen and not heard. Maybe you got in trouble a lot at school. This is my story. I I think I was born a natural leader and I talked a lot, which I still do to this day, but I talked a lot. I was bold. I didn't care what people thought when I was younger, but I got in trouble a lot. I got bad conduct grades. I got all kinds of trouble and over time dumbed myself down to fit in. And I think a lot of us do that. And my generation, especially, we were just, you were supposed to behave. What will the neighbors think? Show up no matter what's happening to you. You show up with a smile on your face. And, you know, and not, that's not to throw shade on parents or anybody. It's, I think it was the generation.
Yes.
And I think a lot of us just sort of fall into that. We lose ourselves and then we don't trust our own judgment and we're looking to other people for validation. Like, is this a good idea? Should I say this? Should I say this? Does this look good on me? Should I wear this? You know, all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
That we do.
Yes.
And I really, it's just my life's work to help women just get out of that cycle of just questioning themselves and not trusting themselves and doing what they love to do, what feels good to them.
Yeah. And it takes a lot of undoing. And that's the one thing I think that, I mean, I've really learned from you and others is that, you know, that has been, that gets ingrained over time for so long. And then we want a quick fix. And we all know quick fixes don't work. But I mean, if we want to get on the other side of those limiting beliefs, it takes a lot of time and effort. And you have to want to do it. You have to want to get to a place where you're just so fed up and you want to do it. Yeah, I think you're a great example of that for sure.
Well, thank you. I think it's just having that desire and, you know, just it can be hard work, but it's also a decision. And it comes down to, like, a lot of my clients I've worked with, it's just becoming aware of the patterns of thought that they don't even realize they have.
Yes.
And when you can stop and go, okay, all right, brain. All right. I hear you. This is the thing I do. I'm doing this thing I do again, you know, and you just catch yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Can you tell me about a specific experience in your life where you applied? Because of course, this podcast is all about positivity and positive mindset. Can you think about an experience or tell us about an experience where positive mindset, positive action, or reframing helped to turn around a particular difficult situation in your life?
Yeah, I would say, well, the thing that comes to mind is several years ago, I had a business that was kind of crumbling, I guess you could say. It just, things weren't going along very smooth. And I had a decision to make. I had to decide whether I was going to try to revive that business or if I was just going to cut loose and move on. Mm-hmm. And it was very painful. It was months and months and months of thinking about it. And back then, I would say I had a positive mindset, but I didn't have the practices that I have now. And so I was still relying on kind of trying to change things in the moment rather than sort of pre-framing it, you mm-hmm. know, and realizing, okay, this is going to be stressful. This is how I want to show up. I wasn't doing that yet. This was several years ago, about 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago. And so I did decide at the time that, you know what, I'm just going to let this go. I'm going to move on to something else. And it was, what was interesting about it, I did spend some time being upset. And, you know, I thought, well, why did this happen? But I did know that it was happening because of how I was showing up. Mm. And I was really in a more of a lack mindset than I realized at the time. Now, looking back and all the work I've done on myself since, I can see that.
Wow.
I knew there was a lesson in it. That's why it was so impactful, because things happened after that. And I thought to myself, why is this same thing occurring? You know? And I knew it was me because we get what we focus on, whether we want it or not. Right.
Absolutely.
And so the same kind of people I was attracting into my life, and I knew there was a lesson. And it, you know, until you get that lesson, you're going to keep getting the teachers. You know?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Wow. You dance around the same mountain over and over and over until you're just like, okay, it's time to, let's get on the other side of this and conquer this.
Yes.
And we'll it's just like that vicious cycle. You got to figure out what's going on, so then you can change it and stop doing the same thing over and over and over again.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's amazing.
And I, looking back now, that was the best decision. That was the best thing that ever happened to me. I wouldn't have said it back then, but it's absolutely true because I wouldn't be where I am now.
Exactly. And I think that that is something that is so important to remember is that when we're coming across or coming, you know, we're facing obstacles, we just want to run away from them. That's the instinct. That's the humanness in us that wants to just run the opposite direction. But when we power through it, it's hard. It's difficult. It refines us at the end of it and just makes us, it just makes us more resilient, makes us stronger. I mean, it sounds a little cliche to say that, but it's so true. I mean, all the obstacles that we face, they're put in our path for a reason to make us just a more resilient human and a better human overall.
Did you know the key to managing your stress is mastering your reactions to situations out of your control? In the Reframe It online course, 30 Days to Effective Stress Reduction, we dive into that idea. The course is an experience designed to help you better implement the Reframe It principles into your everyday life and to help you master your reactions to common scenarios that cause stress, anger, or frustration. The course teaches you how simple shifts in mindset can immediately reduce everyday stress and how the consistent practice of reframing can have a positive ripple effect on those around you. The course is simple, it's effective, and it's the first step to a healthier mindset and happier life. And if you use promo code podcast, it knocks $20 off the total. You won't even believe what the final total is after you apply that coupon code podcast. Go to reframeitmindsetmotivation.com to get you all those course details.
When you're feeling something now, when you're feeling stress or worry or anxiety now, currently, with all the lessons that you have learned, how do you personally navigate through that today?
You know, it's very different now. I feel like of course, there's some days I have a better handle on it than others, but I really do. It's almost like I see myself in that situation. This is going to sound really woo-woo, but if there's something that's coming up, like recently, we've had my husband lost his mother. I lost my mother last year.
Wow.
But it's like you look at it, like you see it coming, right? You understand, okay, this is happening. This is the situation. This is something happening. How am I going to think about it? How do I want to show up? And this is years and years and years of practicing mindset. Like I was a hot mess years ago and I would have just, I just reacted to everything. You know, it was just, but I think now when you're faced with a stressful situation, it's okay. All right. This is happening. You sort of take a step back and how do I want to look at this? Mm-hmm. How do I want to think about this instead of reacting to it? And,
yes.
And I know that sounds, some people think I'm crazy, but I get compliments a lot that I'm very calm. People say, how are you so calm? Because I really do think about it. I'm like, how do I want to show up here?
Yes.
How do I want to, you know, I always say leave people feeling better than you found them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just never want to be that person I used to be, which is just this almost lunatic. Like I just thought the world was out to get me and, you know,
yes.
Things were coming at me and I was defensive and yeah.
It's a very intentional frame of mind that you've got to adopt in order to do that. Yeah, absolutely. So that process you touched on, that's evolved. That process to like navigate through stress, that's evolved over time. How has that evolved for you over time?
Well, I think it's just the daily practice. It's I do spend at least an hour every morning in meditation and journaling. It's such a part of my morning. Like I look forward to it that it's not anything I have to think about. You
gotcha.
Know, I don't. But again, having said that, for the listeners, I don't have little kids at home anymore. I'm an empty nester. but I did start this when my kids were, you know, still in like middle school.
Yes.
Just quiet time. For me, it started as just quiet time. But so much of it is just really listen. You kind of see your thoughts, you listen to your thoughts, and you can almost look at them as if, do I want to accept that thought? You know, sometimes it's just your brain talking to you and just making noise, trying to keep you safe. Like, Oh, you shouldn't be doing that. Oh my gosh, you shouldn't have posted that. Oh, you shouldn't have said that. Why didn't you say this?
Yes.
And you know, you can't go back and change things, but you can change how you think about things.
Absolutely. 100%. That's a very powerful thing too. I think that we can get so easily to, we're so easily, we can so easily lose track of how we're thinking, and it spirals out of control if we don't put it, like, the stop on it right away. We have so much control over our thought process, and it has such an effect on our day-to-day life, on our health, on our, just the way that we go about, you know, living our lives in any sort of quality way has so much to do with how we think. And so, yeah, it's absolutely, I totally agree. So would you say that, like, journaling and meditation, like, what are the meditations that you do? I guess that is what you do to help keep the positivity and positive mindset at the forefront.
Yes. You know, it depends. So are you asking, like, which specific ones or the
yeah, I mean, if you want to talk about specific meditation or apps that you're using that help you to just kind of keep that positivity right in front of you all the time.
Yeah. Well, an app that I really, truly love is Insight Timer. And it's a free app, but I upgraded because you can do some other things with the upgrades. But it depends. Sometimes I just want to hear music, and I'll listen to just, like, binaural beats or something like that while I'm taking my makeup off and getting ready for bed. And I just have my AirPods in and listening to that. And it's just, even though I'm doing something else, it's calming. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'll do a guided meditation if I, you know, really want to, like, if I feel like my brain is just yelling at me and I just want to have help calming things down.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, absolutely.
I do listen to a lot of Abraham Hicks on YouTube. So it's interesting in the morning when I want to listen to that, YouTube just serves me up something, you know, how they start the algorithm to figure out what you want.
And yes.
It's like, hey, listen to this. And sometimes I'll search for stuff. If I'm going through, you know, if something's coming up for me, like anxiety about something, I will search Abraham Hicks anxiety or too old. You can even search that.
Oh,
because
that's funny.
I mentor a lot of people that are a lot younger than I am. Mm-hmm. And so there are some days where I'm like, am I too old to be doing this? But then I'm like, no, brain, no, you're not. Yeah.
No, the wisdom that you have to offer. I mean, that is incredibly valuable, like incredibly valuable. And so,
it's
true.
Everybody's wisdom is, but sometimes we don't, that goes back to what we were talking about earlier, old stories.
Yes. Right?
Old story of, oh, well, who are you to be doing this? You know, the whole imposter syndrome and all that. I think everybody deals with that, but you just have to see it like, oh, no. All right. No, we're not going there, you know?
Yeah. And it's very true. I mean, we all have our own unique voices and our unique perspective. And I think that, you know, a lot of women and a lot of just anyone in general, they hesitate to put or create just because they feel like they've already seen it. It's already out there. But it's like, no, you have your own unique voice and your own unique perspective and your own unique experiences that we need. I mean, people need to learn from all of that. And so if you've gone through, I mean, you said yourself, you're an empty nester now, you've gone through all of those stages. And so you can help women that are in the throes of, you know, diapers and all of that, be like, no, I've been there. You can navigate through that. And you don't have to have, like, any sort of perfect setup or anything like that at all.
No.
So
at all. And diapers, being in diapers is the easy part. That's what you don't realize when you're knee deep in diapers and screaming babies. That's the easy part of raising kids.
Wow. I would wonder, I can just imagine any of the listeners that are like, they've got the screaming ones in the background. They're just like, are you sure, Sharon? I love it. So since this podcast is all about stress reduction through positive storytelling, I want you to share with me, if you can, a favorite story of your own that has been especially impactful to you. Now, this could be, I mean, a television show you love or a personal anecdote or just something historical, TV show, book, something that has just been kind of the umbrella of impact in your life.
You know, it's interesting because I told you before the show that I couldn't think of something, or there were so many things. But as we were talking, I remembered this. I was at an event. This was highly impactful for me. I was at an event where the woman was talking about different personalities. And, you know, we've all seen those personalities, the tests online, the colors and all that kind of stuff. But this was an actual event where we almost acted it out, because you had four sections of the room. So if you were red, you'd go here. If you were blue, you'd go here. You know, the different colors, mm-hmm. you would go sit where you thought you belonged. Mm-hmm. And so everybody did that. There was probably, I don't know, maybe 500 people there. It was a good sized crowd.
Wow.
And so you sat where you thought you belonged. And then she went to each group, faced each group, and said more about, this is what this personality is. So then people would get up and move, like, oh, that's not me, I'm over here. But the reason it was so impactful for me is I knew there were personality types. I knew that, you know, people learn different ways. I sort of knew that. But at this point, I was, you know, sorting some things out in my life, still new to personal development. And what I learned from that is people are so different, and we have to take that into account, especially in relationships. And what this event did for me, my husband and I have been together for 37 years, I believe.
Amazing, amazing.
And yeah, college sweethearts and all that.
Wow. But
I always was trying, before this, I was always trying to change him, or I would, why doesn't he respond to me the way I want him to? I would get really excited about something. He'd be like, oh, that's great. So I took that at the time to mean, oh, well, he doesn't care about me. And anyone that didn't get as hyped as I did about something, I would think that. That's where my mind was back then. So this was so impactful for me, because it made me realize that it was visual, which I'm a visual learner. Mm-hmm. And it was so visual for us to be in that situation and then to learn, and it didn't label people, but it just gave you a little more insight to the type of person you are. Mm-hmm. And when I came home, I said to my husband, I'm so sorry that I ever tried to change you. I totally get you now. And he's like, awesome.
I love that.
But it's so true. And now, you know, with my different clients and people I work with, it's almost like, I feel like I have a superpower, because I can tell how someone absorbs information, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like if you walk by somebody and say you meet somebody somewhere and you go up and you say, oh my God, hi, Erica. Oh my God, I haven't seen you forever. If your personality is not to be real outgoing, you're
right.
going to go, whoa.
Yeah.
And then that person could think, oh, well, she's something, or, well, you know, mm-hmm. she doesn't like me, or they could think anything. They start telling themselves stories. But the thing is, that's just how we're wired. Now, we can change it.
Right.
But people are wired in a different way. And that was very impactful for me. And that's something that to this day, I still think about. And it came up while we were talking. I don't even know why.
Oh, but, I love that. That's great.
That was huge.
It reminds me, and I think that you're familiar with this too. It reminds me of the Enneagram, because the Enneagram,
I love the Enneagram,
has had in recent months, such an impact on me and exactly what you're talking about how to respond to certain personality types. Because, you know, I'm introverted, and I'm an Enneagram 9 with an 8 wing, for those who know the Enneagram.
Yes.
And so it used to baffle me whenever I would be with extrovert friends, and I would leave just exhausted. And I'm like, why did they tire me out? I mean, I love them so much. I don't get it. But things like the Enneagram and learning and understanding how we're all wired very differently in personality types, it has really helped to whenever I'm approached with a different, you know, different personality, I'm like, oh, okay, this is how we can mesh. And we can kind of, you know, be comfortable in our own personality types without feeling like there's any sort of weird conflict or anything like that. Right. So
yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. I am a 6 with a 5 and a 7 wing. So I've always thought I was a chameleon. And when I did the Enneagram, it really spoke to me. I thought, oh my gosh, okay, I get it now.
It's really, really good. Yeah, that's the funny thing about being a 9 is that, which is funny, because a lot of 9s are very, like, they feel deeply. They feel things very deeply, but that's where my 8 wing is. So I'm just like, I'm not as compassionate as I wish I was for a 9, but it's, yeah. But again, it's just understanding all of those differences, and we can even just meet somebody right where they are and help them even better when we kind of understand how they're wired, instead of it being something that repels you, if you will. So yeah, absolutely. So Sharon, I want to talk in closing, because we're getting there, you know, close to the half hour mark. I wanted to ask you to tell me about this new thing that you have got coming up in June. And so you told me, which was news to me, and I was super excited to learn it, that you are launching your own podcast called The Slay Your Mindset Show. I mean, come on.
There you go. That's
yes, it. Yes. Can you tell us a little bit about that and what you hope the show will, what you hope the show will do, and what, just kind of what led you to finally creating it?
Well, it's just sharing exactly, you know, my mission to help women really dig deep into what they already have in them that's maybe buried, right? Confidence, things that they want to do, but they thought, oh, should I be doing that? Imposter syndrome, things like that. So I'm launching this. I'm starting to record the episodes. It will be an interview style show for the most part, because I want to have on women like you and other women in my life and people that I meet who have had that pivotal moment where they're like, you know what, I'm going to do this.
Yes.
And I think hearing those stories are so powerful. Mm-hmm. And it's always fun to, you know, where were you and what happened and where are you now? I mean, it's just, people love that. I love hearing that.
Yeah.
And I also love almost eavesdropping on a conversation. That's why I love podcast interviews, because it's almost like you're just listening to two people talk, which is fun.
Yes.
And then mindset tips, just little, you know, ways to think about things differently. Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, almost what you teach is just how can we look at this in a better way that serves us? You know,
exactly.
Because a lot of our thoughts don't serve us, and we don't realize that we can change our thoughts.
Exactly.
We can look at things differently. So I'm excited to get my voice out there. And
yay!
I will admit it's scary. It's scary because you think, should I be doing this? But yeah.
Girl, I've been told for 2 years already to start a podcast, and I'm just like, no, I'm not doing it. Nope. They're like, Erica, you already do voiceover. I'm just like, why not? I'm like, well, I'm just not going to do it. Okay. And so here we are.
I love it.
Yeah. And I was terrified. And again, we just work through that fear. You were terrified to start something new. Terrified to just like, you know, how it's going to be received. You just go and do it and just embrace it. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. Absolutely.
So we will watch out for that. I'm super excited about it. So is there anything that you want to, there's any mindset tip that you want to leave listeners? What would that be?
Well, I think that, and this is what I tell my clients, just start becoming aware of patterns of thought you have. And if you pay attention to how you feel, you'll know if you're out of alignment. Because if you're getting really upset, or you're upset at your spouse or partner or someone in your life, your children, whatever, even a dog. I mean, honestly, dogs are, it's all energy, right?
Yes.
So if you just keep having the same issue, become aware of the patterns of your thought and realize, how can I think about this better? And how can I maybe, you know, you're not going to go from, I feel horrible about this, to, oh my gosh, the world is full of rainbows and puppy dogs. Mm-hmm. But you can get there in a more general way. And you just start realizing, well, you know what? I can figure this out. I'm really smart. I can do hard things. I can, you know, I'm getting better at this all the time. Things like that, where you're just a little more general, making that step up the ladder. And I think just, it's so much awareness. I know when I start talking to my clients about it, and they're like, oh my gosh, you're right. Like, I realize that I do, you know, this triggers me to think like this. And when you become aware is when you begin to change it. But a lot of times we're just so locked into this pattern and we don't even realize it.
Sharon Johnson, you guys, she is just such a ray of light. If you want to work with Sharon or learn more about her, you can reach out to her on Instagram at SharonJohnson.tx. You'll find it in the show notes. Make sure to look for it there, and make sure to keep your ears and eyes peeled for her upcoming podcast, The Slay Your Mindset Show. It'll be out by June 1st. Everyone, I hope you've enjoyed this first guest interview of the Reframe It Mindset Motivation Podcast. For more tools for everyday stress reduction, be sure to check out reframeitmindsetmotivation.com. And if you're enjoying the podcast, make sure to subscribe, leave a review, and tell a friend. I'm hoping to have interviews on most Fridays, probably not every Friday because I'm a one-woman show, but most Fridays. And of course, on Tuesdays, you'll find the news story for the week where I drop you in the middle of a challenging or potentially stress-inducing scene or scenario and guide you toward practicing positive mindset, positive action, or reframing. So I definitely invite you back for that experience. In the meantime, have an amazing day and happy reframing.